The only cigarettes that gives you valuable premiums, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlotte Cliff Hall, Robert Bernard, Jeanette Nolan, John McIntyre, Adelaide Klein, Morton Bow, and Tommy Dorsey's famous swing band.
Have you tried Raleigh cigarettes? They're a distinctive blend, a superior blend of the finest domestic and Turkish tobaccos. But that doesn't mean they cost more. Raleigh's don't cost a cent more than any of the ordinary popular priced brands. And to suit individual preference, Raleigh's come with plain ends or cork tips.
If you like a cigarette with a bit of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, smoke Cools. Every puff is cool. But cool cigarettes are so mildly mentholated, you lose none of the full-bodied tobacco goodness.
Remember that only Raleigh's and Cools carry valuable coupons, good in the United States for handsome, practical premiums. Every carton has extra coupons. Why not buy Union-made Raleigh's or Cools from now on and pay yourself a dividend of valuable coupons? Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, the Three Esquires, slumming on Park Avenue from On the Avenue. Got enough of Egypt, so now with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, Morton Bow and Edith Wright, he's knee-deep in the mysteries of China, having finally lost Boris, that pesky Russian, we'll hope for good. Tommy is giving a concert in Peking's most popular tea house, and here comes the Baron and Charlie bobbing along in a rickshaw drawn by a fleet-footed old Chinaman. Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Ah, what a country, Baron. It's a cradle of culture. Beautiful scenery, beautiful girls.
Yeah, but I tell you something, Charlie.
What?
Some of the girls are dangerous.
They're dangerous, eh?
Oh, did you hear about the little Chinese girl Morton Bow was calling on this afternoon?
No, what happened?
You didn't hear?
No.
While he was singing for her family, the police came in and arrested her for smuggling.
Well, did they catch her with the dope?
You see, I... What?
I say, did the police get the dope?
No.
No, huh?
Morton got out through the back window.
Morton got out. I'd like to get out of this rickshaw, you know that?
Yeah.
You speak any Chinese, Baron?
Yeah, you know, I dropped a tray full of dishes once.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
I picked up a little broken china.
Broken china, a tray full of dishes.
Yeah, but I can handle this old rickshaw, Anna.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, tobacco road.
Why do you call him tobacco road?
Look at this gray hair.
Yeah?
He's been running for years.
Oh, yeah, tobacco road.
You get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Here you are, old man. Keep the change.
Oh, say, Baron, you and the Chinese seem to hit it off great, don't you?
Yeah, we got Chinese in the family.
Chinese in the family?
Yeah, my little niece is very, very bashful.
Your niece is bashful, so what?
Don't that make her a Chinese?
Chinese. Oh, Chinese.
Well, don't it make it? Don't it?
Chinese.
Yeah, and now, now I got one for you.
What? You got what?
This is a puzzle.
What?
A puzzle.
Oh, you mean a riddle?
Yeah. If a Chinaman had a toothache,
yeah?
What time is it?
All right, I give up. If a Chinaman has a toothache, what time is it?
2:30.
2:30, yeah.
You see that?
Yeah,
get it?
That's
mine.
2:30.
Excuse, please. But is this Baron Munchausen, Chinese newspaper man, seek interview?
Sorry, mister, but you're the wrong color.
He's the wrong color?
Yeah. I don't talk with yellow journalists.
Oh, yellow journalists.
Don't talk.
Well, you listen to that. It's no use, Baron. Look at this crowd.
Yeah.
I guess you'll have to talk. Oh, quiet, please. Now, folks, if you speak English, the Baron will answer your question. Now, who's first?
We hear American sales girls on Sipan strike. What good cure for Sipan strike?
Take the girls horseback riding.
Wait a minute. How can horseback riding cure a sit-down strike?
By the time they're able to sit down again,
yeah,
the strike will be over. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I've been there myself.
Yeah.
I know.
You understand it?
Yeah.
Young Chinaman want to clip off our cues. What's best way to keep from getting cues clipped?
Keep away from the Chinese clipper.
It's the China clipper.
Yeah, the China clipper,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Haven't got my glasses.
Yeah.
Where are you from, old-timer?
Manchukuo.
Gesundheit. Charlie, how many people in China?
Oh, pretty close to 500 million, Baron.
500 million?
Yes, sir.
My goodness. I'd hate to own a railroad here.
Own a railroad? Well, why?
With 500 Chinamen?
Yeah.
Go on. What a washout on the line.
What about...
Oh, my goodness.
Well, look, Baron, this is the tea house where Tommy Dorsey is. Now, come on in, will you?
No, Charlie. I don't think I'd better go in.
No? Why not?
Well, last night,
yeah,
I don't want no one should hear that.
Well, go ahead, tell us.
Tommy and I was having dinner in a restaurant,
yeah,
where they was burning those long sticks of Chinese punk.
Yes.
You know, those, what do you call them, shash sticks?
Yes, Simon, go ahead.
Yeah, and the smoke started to choke us.
Uh-huh.
So I called a couple of waiters over and said, boys, remove that punk.
You said, boys, remove that punk. Well, what happened? Well, come on, what happened?
They threw Tommy Dorsey out on his ear.
That man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra playing Smoke Dream. Edith Wright and the three esquires will sing.
By a campfire, dreaming I see.
Dreaming I see you near me.
Singing here by a campfire, hoping that you.
Hoping that you may.
Darling, I spend this hour
with you
in smoke dreams here by a campfire, dreaming your clothes,
dreaming your clothes beside me
in smoke dreams,
smoke dreams,
smoke. Thank you.
And now we'll pick up the Baron and his friends in Peking's most lavish tea house.
Baron, try some Chinese coffee.
Yes, Baron, come on. It'll ward off sleeping sickness.
Oh, I don't know.
What?
You know something, Charlie?
What?
In Washington, a man cured 300 cases of sleeping sickness with just three words.
Wait a minute. Cured 300 cases of sleeping sickness with three words?
Yeah.
Well, what were the three words?
Congress is a joint.
Congress is a joint. Those are the... That's the...
Yes,
sleeping.
That's the three words, yes.
Cured a little sleeping sickness
yes.
with three words.
Three words.
Congress is a joint.
Charlie.
What?
Charlie, look at that little cigarette girl.
She's cute.
Look at those... She's got almond eyelids, hazel eyes,
mm-hmm.
and chestnut hair.
Chestnut, hazel, and almond, eh?
Yeah, boy. Yeah. She's the nut.
She's the nut.
Raleigh, cool and light peanut.
I like to you, you little Chinese vamp, you.
Do you hand that oil to all the vamps?
No, that's just oil for the vamps of China.
Yeah. Oil for the vamps of China.
Get it?
That's very cute, Baron. And you know one thing? What worries me is will I ever remember the names of the Chinese cities and provinces? I never heard such tough names.
Oh, that's foolish.
What?
They're easy for me because each one reminds me of some American stage or screen star.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just call over those five Chinese waiters. Go. And I defy you to connect the name of their hometowns with anyone we've ever heard of.
What?
Oh, boys.
Yes, sir.
Come over here, will you?
Yes, sir.
You there on the end. Where are you from?
Canton.
Canton. There you are, Baron. I'll bet you can't connect that with any famous person. If you can, let's see you do it. Come on.
Canton?
Canton, yeah.
Eddie
Canton.
Well, that's easy.
Eddie Canton.
Canton.
All right, Eddie Canton. Well, you got a break that time. Next waiter.
Me come from Tibet.
Tibet. Lawrence. That's easy.
Oh, that's right. Lawrence, Tibet.
Yeah, all right. Never mind. Don't explain the joke.
Well, that look can't hold out.
No.
Where are you from, sir?
Shanxi.
Oh, that's the one I was waiting for. Come on, Baron. Shanxi.
Shanxi Olcott.
House.
Oh. And you can't... You Shanxi gotta stick me. You can't
all
stick...
right, next.
Me from Shaha.
Now, look, I'm sorry to break the news to you, Baron, but the name is Shaha.
Shaha.
Yeah, you heard me, Shaha.
Shaha.
Yes, come on.
Shaha Lee Ruggles?
Shaha. Shaha. Oh, foul. Shaha Lee Ruggles.
Well, that's dinner.
What are you talking?
Wait, me catch him.
Go ahead.
Me born right here in Peking.
Oh, that one ruins you, Baron. Peking. Who does that remind you?
Peking?
Peking.
Walter Winchell.
Oh, yeah, that's the first one you got.
Yeah. That's
right. That's the first one you got. I have to congratulate you. You're very good.
Say, listen, Charlie.
What is it?
Quiet.
All right.
Am I wrong, or is someone sitting on my lap?
Let me see.
Only me. Little China girl, tired selling cigarettes.
Well, make yourself at home.
Oh, here.
Quiet.
What is it?
Aunt Minnie.
Oh.
Yeah, Tonto Minnie. Oh, and in a fine position I find you. Tomcats are doing me Chinese for noodling.
Wait a minute.
Is that your Aunt Minnie?
Yeah, what?
She's kind of big, isn't she? Kind of fat.
What?
She's kind of fat.
Yeah, but don't say, look at that gown she's got.
Yeah. Who makes her gown?
Omar the tent maker.
Well, let me tell you something, Aunt Minnie. Look, Aunt Minnie, you're certainly a favorite with the Baron anyway. He talks about you all the time.
Yeah? Well, then, maybe I shouldn't be so hard with my nephew. You know, I also got a heart. What's going boom da boom boom in the springtime?
And Minnie, what? You're in love?
Yeah, I got a sweetheart for the first time since I lose my Stanislaw. And what do you think he called me?
What, Aunt Minnie?
Bananas.
Bananas?
Bananas? Why does he call you bananas?
Because the more he squeezes me, the mushier I get.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. All right, then. The mushier she gets.
Oh, my goodness.
Take that to you, man, a little bit.
Aunt Minnie.
Wait, I'll call him. Oh, Snooky. Oh, Abdul.
Abdul? What is he, a Turk?
Nine. He's a real sheep from the desert.
Oh.
See, he comes. Oh, I'm all a flitter flutter.
Look at that, Charlie.
What?
He's wrapped up like a bundle for the laundry, you know?
Yeah, he looks like a bottle of milk under a pup tent.
Yeah.
Say, where's his face, Aunt Minnie?
Oh, he's just bashful. Abdul, dear, meet our nephew.
Aha! Hello, nephew.
Boris! you dumb cop. In my family? How did you get here?
Thanks to Aunt Minnie, my new aeroplane, nephew.
nephew.
Say, sometime I like to take you for a crash.
Listen now, Charlie. Don't hold me, please. Don't hold me.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Look, I'll tell you what you do. Wait. Invite him to join us and then make Aunt Minnie tell him what a big man you are in Holland.
Yeah, she's big myself.
Quite big.
She's the biggest thing since Ben Hart. Look at
him. Don't interrupt me, will you?
Go ahead.
Tell me something. Does she exaggerate everything the way you do?
I hope so.
Yeah, so do I.
Sit down, Abdul. Abdul. I'll call you Dull for short, huh?
For short, but not for long. Next week, you'll call me Uncle.
All right, now's your chance, Baron. Ask your aunt some questions. Show Boris what a big man you are in Holland.
Don't say nothing.
All right, go ahead.
Auntie,
yeah.
Stand up. I suppose the Royal Coat of Arms is still on the family estate?
What a funny name for a mortgage.
Maybe he didn't hear that one.
Yeah, maybe she don't understand me either. Listen, I mean, I suppose at home everyone dresses for dinner?
Yeah, everyone, except your papa.
Yeah.
He still comes to meals in his nightshirt.
Yeah, I didn't hear that one either.
At least you've got your noble blood, Baron.
Yeah, Andy, tell the folks who your forefathers were.
What is that?
He means your extraction. What is your extraction?
Ah, you kids, today you got to know everything.
Yeah.
Well, my extraction... Here, three uppers and two lowers.
What are you talking?
She is dumb.
You know what? This sounds like a frame-up, Aunt Minnie. Why don't you tell the truth? You know in Holland the Baron's got ancestral estates, a private fortune, and a reputation to be proud of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was you there, Charlie?
Was you there?
Laugh, you Russian weasel, you. I suppose you're enjoying this,
huh? I can't help it, Baron. You see, I'm this kind of a fellow.
What kind?
If I go to a christening, I have to be the baby.
What?
And if I go to a parade, I have to be the drum major.
Yeah?
And if I go to a wedding, I have to be the groom.
Wait a minute, Baron. Come here. Wait a minute. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? Come on, tell me.
I'd give $1 million to see him go to a funeral.
Yeah, I would too. I would too.
Morton Bone sing a medley of modern American lullabies. First, the cowboy kiddies lullaby.
Close your sleepy eyes, my little buckaroo. While the light of western skies is shining down on you. Don't you know it's time for bed and all the day is through? So go to sleep, my little buckaroo. Don't you realize, my little buckaroo? It was from a little acorn that the oak tree grew. And remember, Buffalo Bill was once a kid like you. So go to sleep, my little buckaroo.
The Suburban Kiddies Lullaby.
Little man, you're crying. I know why you're blue. Someone took your kiddie car away. Better go to sleep now. Little man, you've had a busy day. Johnny won your marbles. Tell you what we'll do. Dad'll get you new ones right away. Time you should be dreaming. Little man, you've had a busy day.
The City Kid's Lullaby.
Hush-a-bye, you sweet little baby, and don't you cry anymore. Daddy is down at his stockbroker's office, they're keeping the wolf from the door. Mother stepped out to her weekly bridge to win for her babe a cute little prize. Nursey will turn the radio on so you can hear a sleepy time song. Sung by a lady whose poor heart must long for a baby like you. Now it's time that you were round in up a dream or two. So go sleep, my little buckaroo.
Now for the Baron's surprise, the long-awaited addition to his worldwide information bureau, the Munchausen Drama Guild, where will be enacted the Baron's own plays and motion pictures. Tonight he presents a heart-gripping, history-making epic of China, East is East.
Now line up, everybody. Here are your parts. Charlie will direct it.
Oh, thank you.
And Boris?
Yeah?
Can you play an old mandarin?
I couldn't even play a new one. Say, how many strings on it?
How do you like that fool? I got a part that fits you better. You play my brother, Sambom.
Thank you.
Sambom? Well, who am I?
You're some fat.
Yes.
Hey, if he's some bum and she's some fat, who am I?
Who are you, Morton? Some dunce. Now, as there is no one left to play Mi Gat Yen.
Well, who's that?
That's the leading man.
Oh, I see.
I guess I'll have to play that myself.
Yeah, it's odd how it worked out that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
You'll have to play that
now,
yourself.
Now, in the first scene, I wear an English tweed suit.
That's nice.
Then I change to a pongee suit.
Woo-hoo.
Then you see... That's enough now. then you see me in the golf clothes.
Yeah.
And I finish in a complete full dress with an opera cape.
Say, who wrote this? Art chef de remarque?
Ready now. We open on my cattle ranch in China. It's morning and an old bull wakes me up. Sound effect boys, give me the old bull.
Baron, you've got the greatest program on the air.
That's the old bull, yeah. I get that.
Yes, that's the old bull. Oh, Papa.
Is that my cue?
Fine Chinaman. He don't know his own cue.
What is it, my noble son?
I'm a little worried about you, Papa. Are you well?
Well, yes, why?
You look a little yellow this morning.
Time staggers along.
6 years later, and now the bony hand of famine has gripped the land. Millions are facing starvation.
Come in.
Look, brother, look. I have found a piece of sheep head.
Good, let's sit down and chew the fat, huh? Here, put some starch in your tea. It makes a good stiff drink.
Thanks.
Have a piece of gum.
I can't chew gum. It makes my chopstick.
Ooh, I know. That's why few men chew.
Thank you.
Up, open this door. Open it up. Do not hide. We're not robbers. We've brought you food.
Food? Steaks? Chops? Noodles?
Nay, but we found a crate of yeast cakes, which we will share with you.
Only yeast cakes?
Only yeast cakes.
Well, after all, yeast is yeast.
Yeast is yeast.
Oh, my husband. I just heard that a woman in one of the cities hanged herself when they caught her stealing.
Hanged herself in one of the cities? Shanghai?
Yep. Despite the warning, she steals a bag of gold, and once more, Mi Gat Yen is riding high. We'll pick him up drinking tea in a tea house.
If you have to pick him up, he ain't drinking tea.
Yeah.
The dancing girl, Goi Goi, has charmed his heart.
Oh, Goi Goi. Shiksa. Goi Goi, do you know what good clean fun is?
I'll bite. What good is it? Say, can you spare a buck till Saturday night?
No, all I have is the inn for you.
But love finds a way.
And so, Mi Gat Yen took unto himself a second wife. But alas came quarrels. Love-weakening quarrels.
At first, they rallied from them. Then, they became cool toward each other. And although this story has a plain end...
If you prefer corking tip...
Hey, stop. This isn't the commercial. The divorce comes in first.
No, first comes in a letter from the royal family.
What?
I saw it in the papers this morning.
You saw what in the paper this morning?
Royal mail comes in first.
Royal mail? A letter from the royal family.
That's the one who won the race.
Yeah. Well, don't explain it. Let it go.
Are we a little too quick for this?
A little too quick.
Yeah, that's won the race.
But what finally happens? How does the play finish?
That's the trouble, Charlie. I can't think of a finish myself.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got it. What? The Chinese all pray for relief.
Yeah.
A miracle occurs, and the famine is over.
No, Charlie, that wouldn't work.
Well, why not?
Well, they'd have to pray in Chinese, wouldn't they?
Certainly they'd pray in Chinese. What's that got to do with it?
Well, if they pray in Chinese...
Yeah?
Who in the world would understand them?
Oh, it's the
universe. The Sultan of Swing, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra playing You Took Advantage of Me. Finished our yearly struggle over the income tax, here's the Baron with a tip on how to save money and worry on next year's return.
Thank you, Paul. My first piece of advice, folks, is to raise two families instead of one.
No, wait, Baron. That would be bigamy.
Sure, but think of the exemptions.
No, but tell me, Baron, did the government allow all your claims for exemptions this year?
No, Paul. I put in claims for 15 dependents, and they wouldn't allow for me one of them. They just crossed them all off the list.
Oh, that's terrible, Baron. But who in the world are your 15 dependents?
Tommy Dorsey and 14 musicians.
The most thrifty advice we can give folks is to smoke Raleighs and Cools and save your coupons for...
A Parker pen and pencil set.
A Deluxe bridge table.
A Silex coffee maker.
Platinum-banded glassware.
Yes, there are dozens and dozens of beautiful and useful premiums you get for those valuable coupons. It certainly pays to smoke Raleighs.
They're made from carefully selected crops of the finest Turkish and domestic tobaccos. Yet you don't pay a cent more for Raleighs than you pay for other popular priced brands. Raleighs come with plain ends or cork tips.
Or if you like a mild menthol cigarette, smoke Cools. Cools are so cleverly mentholated that every bit of full tobacco flavor is kept, yet each puff is noticeably soothing to your throat.
Smoke Raleighs or Cools, and save those coupons.